others, we have to know the love of Jesus for ourselves. And we heard these words from Jesus today about living in the love of God. Jesus also said that if we keep his commandments, we will live in God's love. So if we want to know how to live in that, live in God's love and live in his way, we follow what Jesus told us. And he spoke these words to his disciples the night before he died in the Gospel of John. And in this part of the gospel, he names his disciples as his friends. And as we all know, friends are very important in our lives. So I want to think today about what it means to be a friend. If we were to take a poll in here, we'd probably hear things like, a friend is somebody you can be yourself with. A friend is someone who is kind and caring. A friend is someone who listens to your problems and helps you. A friend cares about your opinions and respects them. And I think we would probably hear things like, friendship is a two-way street. There can't just be a one-sided friendship for it to be true. So all these things describe how a friend acts, not just what a friend says. The worst kind of friend is one who says that they care about you, but whose actions show indifference or maybe worse. To be a good friend means to be active. It means to listen, to show you care, to respect each other even when you disagree, and I would add, to speak the truth with love. So who were Jesus' friends? The disciples were his friends, but even before that, he was friends with a lot of sinners. He hung out with people off the street, people who were hurting, who had run out of hope. He welcomed them, and he healed them, and he ate with them, just like we would share a meal with our friends. Jesus reached out to those other people who were happy to condemn and ignore. The other people were happy to condemn and ignore. So remember that if you want to be a friend of Jesus, it might put you in the path of some people you would probably rather avoid. But Jesus changed the world and our lives by calling us to carry on his work, to reach out to his friends and to those who are in need. I really like how Jesus came to call his disciples friends because it didn't start out that way. That's not always what their relationship was. For a long time, he was their teacher. They were learning from him. Disciple means student. A teacher is someone that we listen to, that helps us learn new ways of thinking, of being, of doing. But to be a friend is different. Friends are equals. They share ideas. They share support. As Jesus was preparing to die, his disciples are ready to graduate. They're ready to be promoted to being friends. And they do succeed in carrying out Jesus' message in the world. As we heard in our reading today from Acts, where Peter is out baptizing and preaching in Jesus' name. The disciples have a new role, which is now to be Jesus' friend and partner. But what does it mean for us to be a friend of Jesus? Well, he tells us that to follow his commands, that we will have to love one another as he has loved us. Now, if this saying of Jesus, which is set on the night of his arrest, is about what the church should be, then I think it's pretty obvious that we need to love each other. We need to be friends. Friends are people that we can count on to care about each other, to care about us. The problem is, of course, not everybody in a church is going to be great friends, because churches are full of people. And we can get tired, we can make mistakes, our ability to love each other is limited. None of us does it perfectly all the time. There are times when we all fail, when pain is caused, and we need to have reconciliation. I think it's important for us as a church to be able to share with each other when we've been hurt, to work positively together, to forgive and to grow in love. We have to be willing to be vulnerable, to offer and receive the love of Christ. So what does it mean to love each other to God? Well, if we look at Jesus, we have to know that to love each other is to serve. Feed the hungry, he said. Clothe the naked, heal the sick, including those society wants to leave behind. That's why it's so important. We talk so much about the work that Missionary Meg does in Nicaragua. That is one way that we help support and serve God's people and share Christ's love in this world. When we give our life and our time to serve others, we don't always get what we want, and we have to give things up sometimes, because serving means putting somebody else before ourselves. And we know that there are a lot of people in this world who need God's love, who need God's help. And it can feel overwhelming at times. But I love this quote from Ronald Reagan: "We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone." Do what you can to help whoever needs it, remembering that you have been helped and loved by Jesus first. Because helping and loving other people can just be as simple as listening to somebody who's in pain, who's going through a tough time. It's seeing people at their most vulnerable and looking at them the way that Christ would look at them. And we have to work on that sometimes, especially when those people can be people who have hurt us too, or people who we'd rather pass by in their pain or their anger. I heard this quote recently, and I wanted to share it with you, because I think it informs how we share love in the world. Imagine you're walking in the woods and you see a small dog sitting by a tree. As you approach it, it suddenly lunges at you, teeth bared. You are frightened and angry. But then you notice that one of its legs is caught in a trap. Immediately your mood shifts from anger to concern. You see that the dog's aggression is coming from a place of vulnerability and pain. This applies to all of us. When we behave in hurtful ways, it's because we are caught in some kind of trap. The more we look through the eyes of wisdom at ourselves and one another, the more we cultivate a compassionate heart. I would add, the more time we spend listening to Jesus and hanging around him, the more compassionate we become. We can't be perfect in our love for others, but we can always be better. And because we aren't perfect, we need to extend that forgiveness to each other also. We need to sometimes look at somebody who's upsetting us as maybe somebody who's experienced a lot of hurt and pain in their life, and to try to show them compassion and the love of Christ. I love this quote from Reinhold Niebuhr: "Forgiveness is the final form of love." I think as a Christian community, one of the hallmarks of our love is forgiveness. There's just no way that we will ever be perfect. And I think the cross shows that to us, that forgiveness is the ultimate act of love. There's no way that we won't ever hurt anybody's feelings or cause pain or sadness. But the big difference for us as Christians is that we have the power of forgiveness through Christ, for ourselves and for others. We can't live in Christ's love without speaking the truth in love and without forgiveness. So today, remember that you have been chosen by God to share Christ's love in this world. We come to church to hear God's word and God's direction and to be filled with Christ's love. And then we're sent out into the world with the Holy Spirit nudging us to share that love with those who need it. So take a moment now to pray, to listen to how the Spirit is nudging you to share God's love. Think how you can offer Christ's love to one person this week, and pray that God will give you the will and the courage to do it. Amen.